This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles. Hey, 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer. This season, do it with code BOBBYSPORTS because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Blow it, Eddie. Thank you very much. We'll talk about Jim Harbaugh in a second and the ridiculous Jim Harbaugh thing that I just think is so freaking funny. And if he gets hired at a job before this airs in 10 hours or whenever we put this up, then we'll just cut it.
Easy as that.
Yeah. Coming up, TCU head coach Jamie Dixon, basketball head coach and senior forward Chuck O'Bannon Jr. We talked to them, loved them both. TCU's been playing ball, man.
Yeah, man.
TCU and Kansas State, two teams we got in basketball. They both have been really good.
It's like the opposite of football for us.
Yeah, we go. You know, football, we go and they lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thing that's over.
We go and they win. Yeah, so glad you guys are here. So let's start with the Jim Harbaugh thing. Because to me, I think every team would probably like to have Jim Harbaugh, unless there's an owner that doesn't want to deal with someone who has probably a bigger leadership ego than them. Like, I feel like the owner in Carolina doesn't want to hire Jim Harbaugh because he likes to do dumb things his dumb way, which resulted in Carolina sucking for a long time. I feel like the old Redskins owner, when they were the Redskins, Dan Snyder, now they're the Commanders. I guess he was owner of them for a minute. I feel like he probably wouldn't have liked Jim Harbaugh because Harbaugh is going to go in and say, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. I'm a bit prickly, but I win. And you kind of got to, as an owner, go, okay.
Let him have the reins.
Like Jerry Jones, I would say no, but now that Jerry's plus 80 and probably just wants one more sniff, I think Jerry would take whomever. It doesn't matter. I think Jerry's ready to go. Just win freaking games before I die.
I agree. For like all the years, that's been the problem, right? Like he can't give someone else the control of the team. But you're right. He's getting older, and I think now's the time where he's gonna be like, you know what? I need to trust someone else. Because you look at Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. Those dudes were headstrong guys that took control of those teams. Belichick.
Yeah.
You're right. I think this is the year that he says, you know what? I can let someone do this.
Yeah, it could be whomever, right? But the Harbaugh thing is funny to me. So Harbaugh in Michigan, still talking about possibly a new contract. And Harbaugh has requested, according to Yahoo Sports, that Michigan give him, quote, immunity from being fired for cause as a result of any current NCAA investigation into the Michigan football program. Which this says, you can't fire me for anything that is already happening. That doesn't sound like an innocent man to me.
Mm-mm. You think he's just like trolling him too?
No, I think he'll only come back if he knows he's protected. If he's a made man.
That's got to be the first time it's ever happened. Put in a contract?
Immunity from being fired for cause as a result of any current, not saying any current, NCAA investigation in the future, I'm always protected, I got a force field around me. He's not saying that.
He's saying this one.
He's saying Any current one.
It's almost like you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, guys. If this comes out anymore, we get in trouble. I don't want to be punished.
Wow.
So that would actually set a terrible and awesome precedent with coaches.
Yeah.
And contracts.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think he stays at Michigan. I think had the scandal not happened this year, he probably would have come back or at least been a little more open to it. I just don't think it's the last we've heard of it. And I think that's the funniest thing I've ever read wanted to be put into a contract.
That is such a Jim Harbaugh thing to put into a contract, too.
Like, I'm King Ding-a-ling, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
And like you were saying, even if he goes to the NFL, like, there's no way he's going to go to a team that has an owner who won't let him do what he wants to do.
Right. They're going to have to, and maybe it's not even be the GM, but maybe it's just still let Jim Harbaugh be in those decision-making rooms and It's not everyday GM, but it's still the big GM decisions.
That's what happened with the Niners, too, wasn't it? He had butt heads with, was it before Lynch?
He's butt heads with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Owner before, it was before Lynch, right? Mm-hmm. The owner, everybody.
But he wins.
I know.
If you were to rank the teams, worst to best, still remaining in the playoffs, there are 8 teams remaining. And I feel like it's probably 4-4, maybe 5-3, like the classes of the two teams. Who is the worst team remaining in the playoffs in your mind? Is it Tampa, Green Bay, or Houston? You could even put Detroit in there, but I don't feel like any of us are going to put Detroit at the end.
No.
Okay. So who do you think is at number 8 here? Houston, Green Bay, or Tampa?
Tampa.
Tampa, number 8.
I'm going to put Houston because I think they have the hardest job to next week to beat Baltimore. And also next year, same situation. I won't say Houston. He still hasn't gone rookie on us yet, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
Will he ever?
Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he doesn't.
It's coming.
You just think it's coming.
The Ravens?
And it's not even about him. It's just law of averages.
Yeah. Did Mahomes ever go rookie?
Mahomes went like second year bad for a while, third year bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I forgot those years.
Well, I mean, when he was a rookie, he didn't play.
True.
Right.
So
that's why I say second year and third year.
Yeah. Lost the AFC Championship to the Patriots.
So you guys are going Tampa last.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I'm going Houston last. All right. Who do you put?
But those two are close.
Yeah.
I would just put Tampa down there.
Okay. So I'll do 7-8. I think we're switching our 7-8.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then who do you put at 6? Do you put the Packers or Detroit?
Packers.
Do you like Goff more than you like Jordan Love?
No, but I like Dan Campbell and what Detroit does more than what they do in Green Bay.
Yeah,
on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, bite knees, kneecaps.
To me, it's more than the quarterbacks. I think it's just you look at the team in general, and Dan Campbell's got that team right where he wants them. They're fired up.
I'm going with the Packers over Detroit.
Based on
the second half of the season?
Just kind of on a roll.
Jordan Love's playing out of his mind. The quarterback touches the ball more than anybody else. I think Jared Goff's been playing really, really good too, but I just, the Packers have, I feel like, more momentum right now as well. Hey, Big Mo, that's the thing. But we're still pretty close on those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not far off.
So now we're to the top 4. Let's do 1. Who do you have at number 1, Eddie?
49ers. I just look at the 49ers and I'm like, there's no way that these guys can mess it up. They have such a good path.
Kevin?
I really want to pick somebody else, but I can't. I'm trying to. I'm trying to say maybe the Bills, they got the, like you were just saying, the Momo. Mm-hmm. All the Mo going in, but I just can't. Can't do it.
I'm going to take, to be the man, you got to beat the man. I'm taking Kansas City at number 1 still.
Oh, man, you're on that one.
Because they've done it. Basically the same team. Like, what's different, really?
Taylor Swift.
No, I'm saying...
Distractions. Missing Tyreek Hill.
But they won it without Tyreek.
Yeah.
But they've just got some... I don't know.
If you're Tyreek, would you rather move to Miami and play for a contender but no champion or stay in Kansas City where the city isn't as cool to live in and it'd be cold?
I mean,
but you can win a championship.
I've always been like, how do these guys leave a championship team?
But he won one, to be fair, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one.
Which is fair, and he got $100 million. So
yeah.
I've never gotten that offer before.
Yeah.
So it's hard to speak on it. But I've always had the mindset of, I don't understand how these guys ever like left New England for 20 years. and go play in whatever Miami it might be.
I guess it's different if I've won. I think if I won a championship, it's different if I leave. But if I won a championship and we have the same exact crew, maybe I don't leave right then.
Yeah.
Unless it's just the money's just so life-changing for me, my kids, their grandkids. Because that's a massive difference in what Tyreek was going to get paid. But I'm saying money out of it. Would you rather go live in Miami and not win a championship or live in Kansas City and win a championship?
Live in KC.
KC, win. If there's no money involved, KC and let's win.
Okay, so I have KC at one. You guys have the Niners at one. Who do you have at two then, Eddie?
Two, I have the Ravens.
Okay.
It's not like a shock.
So you have Niners, Ravens. Who's the three?
And my third after that would be Buffalo.
And then Kansas City at four.
Yep. I don't believe in Kansas City this year. I just don't. I think this is the year that we change the guards and they're not going
to
do
it. It's okay. You deserve to think that because they have not played well, obviously. The receivers dropped every ball.
But then the Cowboys played well all year and then just screwed it up first round of the playoffs. So I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I'm all sad. I'm leaving the podcast. Bye.
I quit.
Kevin, you got Niners?
He's going down like a rabbit hole. Yeah, and I'm going to go number two. I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm still going to ride
that. You guys are jumping on the freaking Bills. Well, they're hot.
Yeah.
Because they were told.
I don't think they'll beat Mahomes.
Even at home?
Well, that's the only option we have.
That's it. That's the option. But dude, they were told you can't lose another game.
They lost a bunch of games. I know they were idiots.
Paying their taxes.
Yeah, that taxes thing, man, doesn't work out. I hear you. But Buffalo, super hot. Josh Allen, man, all over the place. But man, when he runs, they can't stop him. And he has run the last three or four games. He's done a lot with his legs.
Question.
Yeah.
When he had that touchdown run the other day, he was acting like he was going to go slide.
Oh yeah, that was terrible.
I hate that.
Well,
but you can do that.
I know, but come on, man.
So this is what sucked though. He acted like he's going to slide. He scores a touchdown. The next time he goes and he slides, and the player's like, "Oh, I can't risk it." They scored a touchdown. The player hits him. Wasn't that hard of a hit? They threw a flag 15 yards.
Yeah,
I think it's against the rules now. I think Kenny Pickett's the one who did it first.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, somebody else did it first.
I think it was in college. So maybe the college rule is.
Oh, I don't know.
I think you're right.
But yeah, that sucks. You can't do that.
That's messed up, man. They got to change that.
If you're going to fake slide, then if you're going to slide, you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
Isn't that, though, like, you know, here's the law. This is how you can bend it. This is how you can get away with certain things.
Yeah, I don't know if the rule was changed or not, though. But that rule has to change. Yeah.
It's not fair. It's totally not fair for a defender.
Well, it also is going to get somebody hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have...
So Bills, and then number three, the Ravens.
And four Chiefs.
And four Chiefs.
All right, I'm going to go Kansas City, Baltimore, San Francisco, Buffalo.
Kansas City, Baltimore, San Francisco, Buffalo.
And you have the future on...
Baltimore.
In Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I had a good Cowboys one.
I know. I know. Sorry about
and
that.
And then also about a bunch in that one game.
I know, dude.
It sucked.
Dang.
I know. Okay.
I know.
Let's go and do the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
With 7 head coaching jobs still open, where do you rank the openings from worst to best?
Worst would probably be Carolina. I think that's the worst. They dispose of great coaches quickly. The owner, a bit erratic. Also not a major market. Like, all the things are working against it. You can be a small market, but have a really good system, a good coach. Look at Green Bay, the smallest. But Carolina's the worst. So I'm going to put that there. The other jobs that are open are the Raiders, Chargers, Falcons, Commanders, Titans, and Seahawks. I think next, because the ownership, it's a big deal. And the Raiders, they just, you know, the Davis family seems to be kind of an eclectic group that at time get in the mix and mess things up.
But you are moving to Vegas. And I've heard people that live in Vegas love living in Vegas.
Would you love to live in Vegas?
I don't know that I'd even want to play in Vegas, because I think more than the normal would be away fans going to Vegas for a trip.
Oh, that's a good point. It's like LA.
Or people just in Vegas going to the game because they're in Vegas and they're playing.
Okay.
But, so, Mark Davis is the son, right?
Yeah.
And his haircut's weird. Okay, so I'm going to say that. It is. His haircut's weird.
Imagine staring at that in a
meeting. I'm going to put that at 6. So Panthers at 7, Raiders at 6. Then I'm going to probably go over to maybe the Falcons at 5. I know Belichick interviewed. Where's he at now in the interviews?
Second interview. He had a second one.
With
and
the
things
Falcons?
Are, quote unquote, according to Schefter on Twitter, heating up.
Wow, he got a call
and
back.
And he had a one-on-one
have,
one
have
with,
sex or what?
It's getting hot in there.
Jeez. With Arthur Blank. So they're doing a one-on-one what?
Him and Arthur Blank in the back of a Home Depot are meeting
one-on-one.
Yeah,
exactly. I think there's a different tier, though, 7-6 to the 5. So I think 7-6, kind of the, oh, man, do I have to? I'd still do it, but do I have to? At 5, I'm putting the Falcons.
ATL, baby. That'd be cool.
At 4, I'm going to put the Titans.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Well, let me get there.
Yep.
The Titans, just because, again, it's a smaller market team.
Yeah.
They just fired a good coach. Like, what's the identity? I know they have a new GM. That's kind of why Vrabel's gone. But I still think this is a tier up from the other two. I'm going to put the Chargers at 3. I grew up a Cubs fan, diehard Cubs fan. They're the lovable losers in football. They lose when they shouldn't. They have a good quarterback. I think the owners are going to give whomever they hire more autonomy this time. I think they learned their lesson there. It's San Diego. That's awesome.
It's beautiful there.
It's not San Diego. It's L.A.
L.A.
But it's like, I still feel like it's...
Oh, God. I keep forgetting.
I know. Me too.
It's funny. Everyone still does it.
I know.
Man.
Everyone.
It's L.A. Yeah. It's just, the weather's good.
It's expensive, though, man. Practice, cost of living.
But I'm going to go 3 Chargers. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to go 2 Commanders. If this would have been the last ownership, I would have said, not for me. But new owners, they have a ton of money to spend. Like, they have so much cap room next year. So I feel like the new coach is going to go in. There's going to be new ownership. We're not talking about Dan Snyder and his 20 years of ruining that program. I think it's college. Organization.
It sounds cool, though.
But I'm going to do 2 because I think it's a good place to go because the new owners, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's cool.
The owner of the 76ers. Like, they're going to give you some money. They want to see you win. I like that. And I'm putting the Seahawks at 1. I just feel like they show up there.
Yeah. Like good fan base.
Yeah, the 12th man.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a coach there for a long time. Pete Carroll was there forever.
Still have a good GM.
And I feel like Pete Carroll wasn't like run out of Dodge because they were like, maybe he'll take a job in the organization. So I'm going to put the Seahawks at 1 on
Pete
the list.
Pete Carroll done.
He's over 70, dude.
I know. We don't realize that because he seems younger, but
no, we just are older too, and we'll just stay close to him.
They talk about the front office role he could play,
yeah.
But I don't know why they say fire then.
Yeah, I Seahawks at 1, Commanders 2, Chargers 3, Titans 4, Falcons 5, Raiders 6, Panthers 7. That's just if I were going to take a job there. It's not who I think would be the best next year. What part did you struggle with in my answers?
The Commanders,
because they've just been stuck here forever.
How high they were.
New ownership.
I get that.
They want to spend money. They have money. They have money to spend and a lot of room to spend it.
That's always fun.
Or their quarterback's on a rookie contract, too.
Sam Howell?
Yeah, like near the end of it.
Yeah. They're going to get another one.
Yeah, probably. And great. That's my list. I'm sticking to it. Thank you. Moving on.
Okay. Speaking of head coaches here, McCarthy, Eddie's boy.
Big news yesterday.
He's back.
Big news yesterday.
Big news. Do you think a year from now we'll be sitting here talking about it and they will regret it?
Keeping him on?
Keeping him, yes.
So we're in a text group called Cinco Cowboys Amigos.
Oh, my gosh.
And how I got lumped in this text group, I don't know.
Because you're a Cowboys fan.
Exactly. And so when that news broke yesterday, this thread of all of our friends that are Cowboys fans, Mike D, Mike Sines, Steve Ortiz, Eddie, myself, they couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I thought they were messing with us.
I mean, I think if you went outside at that time, you can hear
everybody
it
screaming.
Just in the world going, what?
Or you hear it from a direction. You're like, that must be where Dallas is.
That way.
So this just in, Dallas is not making a head coaching change. And Mike McCarthy's returning for 2024 season per sources. That was posted by Mike Sines in our thread at 6:49 p.m. And then he writes, son of a B. Said the real word.
In caps.
Yep. And then he says, the good news is we can make a ton of money betting against them in 2024.
That's not true.
That's funny.
But then Steve comes on and says, but look, real talk, one good running back and we might be back in it, fellas. And then Sines goes, King Henry. And then Eddie goes, I finally had time to go back and read all these texts from throughout. You guys are idiots. And then they start posting memes.
Dang.
And then Sines goes, I'm going to choose to live in an alternative universe where DeMarco is the coach of the Cowboys. And then Steve posts the all-time chart of the Dallas Cowboys coaches. The coach with the highest win percentage ever is?
Jimmy Johnson.
Mike McCarthy.
Oh.
At 62.7%.
Wow.
Playoff record 1-2. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Number
Steve.
Two is Barry Switzer. Playoff record 5-2.
Wow.
That playoff record is where it's at for him. Number three is Wade Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
60.7, 1-2 record, but the playoff record got him.
I forgot about him.
I remember those years.
He was there for a while.
Tom Landry.
Yeah, man. Good old Tom.
60%. Those are all the 60 boys.
You remember Tom?
Yeah, well, my grandfather busted Tom Landry stealing BBs from his hardware store. Long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you think the worst Cowboy coach is percentage-wise? There's only been
Jason Garrett.
Three, six. There's only been nine coaches ever.
Bill Parcells.
You go, Parcells at 53%, not the lowest. Jason Garrett at 55.6, not the lowest.
Oh, wow.
We haven't said Johnson.
Do you want him in, you want him in order?
Yeah,
Tom Landry, 1960 to 1988.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson, 1989 to 1993. And who's next?
Barry.
Barry Switzer, 1994 to 1997. Who came after Barry Switzer?
Yeah, I don't know.
56.
Oh, Tuna.
No.
No?
56% winning percentage, 0-2 in the playoffs, 1998-99.
Who was that?
Chan Gailey.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah, I remember that.
After Chan Gailey is the only coach to not win at least 50% of their games. And this guy was a coach for 2 years, 0-0 in the playoffs because he sucked. He was 31%, but the only one below 50%. Eddie?
No clue. No clue.
Dave Campo.
Oh, dang, Dave Campo. White-haired
dude. You should forget about that.
Yeah,
you should
forgot about him. Good old Dave Campo.
I honestly don't think I've ever heard that name before.
Parcells, really? Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy. Eddie, your thoughts on McCarthy coming back?
I think that they know something, obviously, that we don't know. I think whoever is to blame, it's not McCarthy. And we'll find out who that is once kind of later, as the weeks go by, they're going to start firing who they believe was at fault for whatever happened.
You know, the buck stops here, right? To whomever. If it's Jerry Jones, okay, but he's not going to take the fall. He's the owner.
Correct.
The buck stops at Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, I think that they
had a great regular season.
He did.
One more year on his contract.
Man, I think it's Dan. I think it's Dan. What's his name?
Defensive coordinator.
Dan, I think it's Dan Quinn.
Well,
I think
he's probably going to leave.
I think it's Dan Quinn who the problem was, and I think that they all realize that, and that's why McCarthy's not at fault here, and they're going to be like, you know what, we're sticking with him. And also, when they look around, they're like, if we don't get Belichick, who are we going to get? Harbaugh? Maybe he knows that they're not going to get those two or those three,
that
and they're just like,
too.
Let's just keep them.
Have they paid enough taxes?
They paid their taxes.
Okay.
I mean, dude, we're owing taxes now.
What do you think the record will be next year?
Oh, the record next year,
How many wins?
I would say around the same. I would go 12? With 11, 12 games.
Okay. How many playoff wins next year?
Probably zero. Okay. I mean, if we're going to keep McCarthy, if we're not going to change anything, just change out a couple of coordinators, like it's going to be the same.
All right. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised. But if they didn't have another really solid name that they thought they could get, it's better to keep McCarthy another year.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not changing any of the other major pieces. I just can't believe they kept McCarthy another year. I can't believe they wouldn't want to spend money and get one of those Vrabels or the coordinator in Detroit.
That seat, man. I mean, it's going to be hot.
Tough.
All year.
Oh, immediately. Immediately.
All year.
Yeah. All right. Next up.
If Mahomes beats Josh Allen and the Bills again on Sunday, will you consider this rivalry one-sided?
Mahomes is 2-0 against him in the playoffs, but in regular season, he's 1-3. But we just remember the playoffs. That's what we're talking
about
here
counts.
Specifically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he beat him twice in the playoffs. No losses. That one game, that was a back and forth. That
was awesome.
One of the craziest games ever.
Yeah.
Like two, three years ago.
Is that when it came down to the coin toss, or they blame it on the coin toss?
Yeah.
And that's why the rule has now changed to if somebody scores, the other person at the playoffs in overtime gets a chance to score.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if he wins again, it is going to be considered, that's already considered a bit one-sided, even though the total record is Allen. What? It's 3-3.
3-3, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're tied up.
I think because the two games are playoff games, Mahomes up 2-0. If he goes to Buffalo 2 and wins, which is what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
and they're the underdog, it's in Buffalo, I think it becomes a one-sided affair. But Peyton and Tom Brady was pretty one-sided too.
For a while, yeah.
For like Tom Brady ran it.
Long time.
All right, next up.
Okay. All right, last one. Which quarterback making his second playoff start do you trust more to pull off an upset? C.J. Stroud at Baltimore or Jordan Love at San Francisco.
No, boy.
Both these teams are 9-point underdogs on the road. You look at the defenses. The Ravens' defense has allowed 16 points per game. The 49ers' defense has allowed 70 points per game. I just can't jump on, even though everything that my eyes have showed me shows me that C.J. Stroud's really good. I just keep waiting for a rookie to rookie at least once. Remember at the start of the season, he threw an interception? Like, he hasn't really rookied hard.
No.
I just keep waiting for the rookie to rookie, and if he doesn't, that's awesome, dude. You're the man. But usually a rookie rookies at some point. So I hope he does. It's awesome to see the Texans win. But I'm going to go with Jordan Love of San Francisco. I think San Francisco's a bit vulnerable. I think the Packers can play them closer. If I were betting the game, which I'm not, well, not at this moment right now.
You will.
I would take Green Bay and the points. That's going to be, I like that game.
Yeah,
I like that game.
I agree.
It's going to be a good game. All right, thank you very much. That is the stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Okay, boys, we don't have many shots left. We really don't. We've been terrible. I don't know why anybody bets along with us. They probably don't anymore.
Finish strong.
They might not.
I still feel, when people hit me up, they're like, I bet with you. And I'm like, why?
Why would you do something?
Like, if we're like calling single games, great. I've done okay at that. But man, we've just been so snake bitten with our parlays. But this is the one. Because we're gonna game the system a little bit here. I don't know, the Chiefs-Bills game. Like, I think the Chiefs are going to win the game, but the Bills are a 3.5-point favorite. I just can't see me even betting that at all. What?
It's moved, 2.5.
It is?
Yeah.
It keeps moving.
Does that scare you a little bit?
No, because it scared me. It made me feel better about me thinking the Chiefs would win.
You're going to lose 1 point, though.
But I'm not betting it. I'm saying I wouldn't bet that.
Okay.
I can't because I think the Chiefs are going to win. And I'm also not going to bet it. Chiefs money line. Ah, screw it.
That changed quick.
I'm going Chiefs plus 2.5. Ravens money line, Niners money line. Screw it. All money lines.
Chiefs. Oh, no.
Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, all money lines.
Full send it.
Okay, you need that.
Full send. We got
plus 231.
Great.
Okay, plus 231.
We're just trying to win.
Yeah, okay. You put $10, you win $33.13.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Put $1,000.
Get on try.
Okay, let me put $1,000 in there.
No, of your money.
Oh.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. Get with us. We're about to get on the winning train.
That's right.
21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We like that. getting back on track.
Let's go.
Now, this is awesome. Jamie Dixon. Man, what a dude. What a successful coach that people don't talk about enough.
With good hair, too.
Just like has won in that level with the greats. So we sat down with Jamie Dixon, coach of TCU. He's in the TCU Hall of Fame as a player. He was a point guard in the mid-'80s. Coach set a bunch of records at Pitt and has turned his TCU program all the way around since 2016. They're currently ranked in the top 20. They just beat Oklahoma and Houston in back-to-back games. He's legit. Here he is, Coach Jamie Dixon.
Coach, we appreciate your time. As soon as you get a player from the portal, are you sending them everything possible? Like, are you sending them tape? Or do they get here and you slowly bring them in?
Yeah, no, it is interesting because the transfer kid, especially the grad transfer kid, generally they're as soon as they commit to you, they want to know what you're running. They're watching the film. They're just so much more mature. They're not worried about prom in high school or graduating, finishing up their school. It's just different. So yes, we're getting them in there. Most of our guys got here right away in June, so we're going full board. We're putting 5-on-5. We're practicing. We've got all our stuff in June and July. We had Jameer got here a little bit late, Jameer Nelson, because he's an English major, so not a lot of those guys, but that took a little bit.
With football, sometimes a practice, they'll go full contact a little less. Do you guys go 5-on-5 hard a little less so no one gets injured, or what's kind of the mindset with basketball?
The problem is they want to go live. You know, you don't want to do too much to all summer long, but you've got to throw in some 5-on-5. You got to throw in some opportunity, some competitive stuff, because that's what they want to do. So, yeah, you'd like to say save, no injuries, build up. But if you got competitors, you got guys, they want to play, and they kind of want to test each other out, especially the new guys. So, we keep that as much a part of it, but we don't want to go overboard on it. So there's a balance to it, no question.
Coach, how does the voice hold up throughout the season? I mean, obviously you start coaching and you're yelling constantly at players across the court, like, hey, I see you guys saying, hey, like over here. How does your voice hold up throughout the whole season?
Well, I'm not a yeller in practice. I don't think that much. So I guess I save some there. You don't want to yell in games either, but they can't hear you. So there's really no other option. I was like, yeah. I think when my wife started dating, she was like, do you really need to? Well, there's some background noise that we're working on with here. And so there's some challenges. But last week, I felt we weren't, didn't know we executed some plays. We didn't know, everybody didn't know what we're in. So we turned it into communication week. We're going to communicate better. And so we've huddled better. We've, each guy has to tell somebody. We're pointing and talking, calling out a number, who we have. So, you're just constantly trying to improve communication. And so we've got a name for it. And it's helped, it's improved. But that's probably best, most important thing of coaching is communication. How do you get them to relay information to one another and then take what you're trying to say and put it into play?
Do you ever just go full freestyle? If it's like, all right, guys, call timeout. Just go do whatever. Like,
I don't know about that. I mean, I think play like we practice is what we would say. Play, do what we do. Sometimes you get away from that. We've had a little challenge in the first couple games of playing a little different once the lights come on and the crowds at the games. And that's a normal thing, especially when you've been practicing since June and everybody's excited when some people get there and watch. So it's on TV. Throw that in there. I think that's more where you got to get back to how you practiced is what we're constantly trying to preach.
With you guys going to the tournament the last couple of years, NIT before that, is the goal to win it all?
Yeah, I mean, we're at a point where we've got to take another step. I think I'm not hiding from it. I mean, obviously for this place, we've never been in the tournament 2 years in a row and never won games in the tournament before. And so since I played, I guess is what they tell me. But yeah, we got to take a step. And then we have the guys this year and a step, maybe two steps, to be honest with you. I mean, we're experienced. We're old this year. Last year, we were kind of young if you looked at it. But we have the guys. I'm not shying away from it. We're good enough. If we physically we're old enough, we're experienced, we've got to play well in the non-conference. Last year we struggled because we had guys out, and we got to be healthy. We had 55 missed games last year between guys we thought we were going to have. We got to have that. Kansas had 5, Texas had 6. They won the league. So those are the things we have to do. So our goal is, and since I've got here, probably my goals have been been much higher than everybody here ever thought of. But we believe that we have the guys. Now we just got to have them out there every day and executing together.
When you look back at your record as a head coach at Pitt, you went 200 games on a lightning pace. You're already in the Hall of Fame here as you're coaching at Pitt. Was it a no-brainer to come here? Or was a little bit of you like, man, if I go back and it doesn't go well,
yeah,
then but I don't want my last taste to be negative.
Yeah, no, there's I still have that fear, but yeah, that was somebody. I had some friends that I talked to about it, and that was, you know, they always talked about going back to your alma mater and how that just can, that will end poorly. So I did have that conversation before. I think timing, everything, how it played out, it just seemed, and it was way more familiarity. It was, we had a change as a chancellor, we had a change in athletic director, and then I happened to know this chancellor probably longer and better, and I knew this athletic director better, and just the timing of it is how it kind of played out. And it's like, you know, I always kind of wanted to do it. And I also thought, if I can't do it, then who can? I mean, I've you know, gone, experienced other places. I've coached at the highest level. I've played here. I have a passion for this place. I owe this place. And so I thought I had all the necessary things to battle through it, because obviously there was going to be some challenges, more than I thought when I got here. But we're fighting through it and trying to make it a perennial power.
I was talking to Chuck earlier, and we said, give us one word for Coach. What word do you think he said? Why he gave us one word for you?
Relentless. I don't know. Chuck will have a pretty comedic response, I'm sure. And we try to keep it light. You know, I they made fun of me. You know, it was my birthday the other day. They're all putting all these old pictures on there, and we had some back and forth on the chat. So I want them making fun of me, because you know, we make fun of the whole. You know, we enjoy practice. We enjoy the conversation. So give it to me. What did he get?
Intense.
Intense.
Always. I thought always. He said always.
Yeah, that and you know, we're trying to get that to, and Chuck points that out regularly, by the way, but we're trying to get him a little bit more. But you know, I say that in the last two games, last week and last game, he was our best defender, which is, you know, what's keeping him from being, you know, on the floor more. So it was great to see him step up. But you know, that's good, why our standard right now is high with him and the four other experienced guys. We have five guys that are totally invested in this program that have, once they got here, we started you know, we've been in a top 25 program, and you know, no one thought that was possible, and this is our best group. There's no question. If we can stay healthy, this is the best 10 guys we'll put out on the floor, and there's no question.
Final three questions. It used to be 20 games and you're in. That was the general rule. If you win 20 games, you get the NCAA tournament if you come from Power 5. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it's really that anymore. It feels like it's 22, 23. Like, what do you think the automatic is?
Well, I mean, I, you know, again, you're asking the guy that's been in the toughest league in the country every year of his career. I mean, I was in the Big East. It was the best. ACC, we go over there. Louisville comes with us. Syracuse, Notre Dame, it becomes the best. And then as I come here, this thing all of a sudden starts getting better. Then we get better, and then it's become the best. So, I don't, you know, our number's lower because we're going to have a top. No matter what
we
do.
Are you saying you bring the best? Everywhere you go gets the best?
No, I
because that's what I just heard, Coach. Went.
No. What I'm saying is I wouldn't recommend it to any other coaches that want to do it. Don't do what I've done, because our thing is we're going to play our top 10. We're going to have a top 10 schedule, but no matter who we schedule in the non-conference, like literally it doesn't matter. I mean, like, that's how good our league was last year. We had the 10 of the 11 top schedules in the country. So I don't think that number works. It works. Our conference was so much better by the numbers, and that's what we're going by, because you're asking me about numbers, that, you know, I think he got in with 18, 19, but we couldn't get in because they wouldn't give us the benefit because they had a 7-11 record in our conference. And so there's a 70% limit in our league is what I'm getting to. That was a long answer to it. There's 70% is the highest number possible, and that's what we did last year.
Coach, I know how it is because I coach my son's 9-year-old basketball team, and Kevin here is my assistant, and it was so hard to stay in that box or not be on the court.
Hmm.
Like, how hard is it for you to stay contained in your area?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's the lines are the same, obviously, on the court, And I've approached that. But as far as room in between the sideline and the benches, there's different on each court. So literally on our court, there's, and ours is kind of, they added seats and they put some down on the floor. There's literally, if the players are there and you stand next to the players and their feet, like, I'm going to be on the court. There's literally no way possible that you can be not be on the court. So some have more room than others. As I found, when I got here, I'm like, there's no way. They're telling me to get off the line. I'm like, there's no way I can stand up and not be on the line. So that's one of the challenges. So every court is different. People have, no one's ever pointed that out, but there is less room on some places. Now, the back and forth,
yeah,
that's one you got to watch in my mind. So work on it.
Okay. Final question. If you go on vacation and let's say you're on an island somewhere and there's a little pickup game and you hop in the pickup game and you don't tell them how you used to play, do you ever just blow up, just like, they're like, look at, what's up with this dude?
No, I literally, as much as I played and no one loved playing more than me, I mean, I dropped it cold turkey. I mean, I was, and I'll tell you what happened. I was, I had an injury playing overseas, and then I took a where I had to stop playing. Then I kind of thought about playing a little bit more, like you're saying, and then I was coaching in Hawaii, and I played over in the gym with a bunch of football players, and I got hammered and turned my ankle, and I showed up at crutches practice the next day, and I'm like, if I'm going to coach, I'm going to coach, and that's it. So I don't think I've played ever since then.
But secretly, you put on the uniform at night and turn the lights on by yourself.
When no one's looking.
When no one's looking.
No, there's none of that. I'm not even like – I'm telling you, it surprises me that I went from every day, all day, no one played more than me to – done.
Golf?
Not doing it.
Anything?
Don't love golf. Do it when I have to. I do exercise. I mean, I got into COVID. I got into cycling. So I got a bike up in the office. I just take off from here. I try swimming.
You get on the road. You ride,
yeah, cycle. Yeah. Well, we have the river and the path here, the Trinity Trail. So
didn't say your name on the back of your shirt, does it? They're trying to run you off the road.
No. I just get on my gear, practice gear. Everybody's wearing purple around here, so it doesn't matter.
Well, Coach, good luck. You guys have a...
Like you guys are.
We are. Yeah, we're frogging.
We always wear this, though.
Yeah, this is... We didn't even know we were coming to TCU today. Yeah, we just had this on, and we were like, let's just stop by.
It's growing.
Love it. congratulations on everything you've done, Coach. We're rooting for you this year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A woman says HR always has to change her email address due to her crappy initials.
What are they?
Samantha Hart.
SH?
What do you think that would be?
Samantha Hart.
Oh, SHT?
SHART, Shart.
Oh, Shart. Oh, my. That's so dumb.
Oh, God. From the New York Post. They won't let her have that email.
That's such a good word, though.
And Samantha should be happy because everybody would think it as they were writing it. You'd be known for that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine getting an email from Sharp.
I know.
You have to laugh every time.
Yeah. I know. You know, I was watching the video of Rodney Terry after the Texas game getting upset at the UCF players
because they were doing horns down after they beat Texas. Call him classless. Mike, do we have the audio?
Yep. Oh my gosh, guys, stop.
It's the press conference. This is Texas basketball coach. Go ahead.
You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, you win the right way, you lose the right way. And, you know, I always tell my guys, you know, whether you win or lose, you win the right way. You lose the right way. You carry yourself the right way. You don't go through the handshake line or proud to get into the handshake line and have about six or seven guys putting the horns down. We don't do that, you know, because when you do those kind of things, it looks very classless, and it also looks like you were just hoping to win. We never go into games trying to hope to win. We go into games expecting to win. So we don't act like that. You know, we expect to win. We don't jump up and down like we won a national championship. We sure don't step on anyone's home court deal and act crazy and try to show them up in any way. We don't do that. You know, so that's what I was angry about, and I was letting those guys know, you don't do that. You know, you guys won. Hey, we shake, you know, shake your hand, tip our hat to you, but we're not going to let you act that way in our building. You're not going to do that. You're not going to put your horns down and do all that nonsense.
When they were shaking hands, he yelled at the players, don't do that S, when they were doing horns down. I wish that my school had a symbol that we did, that we were so big and good that people got back at us by turning it upside down.
Exactly.
It's the greatest compliment when somebody beats you that they do your sign upside down. Like, they know your sign and they know how to do it upside down. Yeah, it sucks, but you lost. But your brand is so big. It is, the Longhorn brand is a monster. And you know what happens when your brand's big? A lot of people don't like it. And they do it upside down, and it's hilarious.
You should get used to this. I feel like we hear everywhere about this every year, that somebody's upset because they're doing horns down.
If a player can do a horns up,
then we can do horns down.
Everybody can do horns down.
Yeah.
So you know, you don't take the sticker off until the first player does horns up. But even then, it's not an insult. It's them going, dang, you guys are a big program. You got a really cool sign. I want to do the opposite of it and show you that this one time we beat this very select moment we're better than you, because normally we're not.
And that's a good point. You can't do that to anyone else. You can't go to Notre Dame and be like, oh, what's their sign like?
I mean, if you do Texas Tech, like, shoot them upside down, nobody cares.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's not big enough. It's not big enough.
Like, the horns down is perfect.
You can be shooting Texas Tech all day long, and nobody gets mad because it's not big enough. That's not big enough of a brand.
Whoa.
Oh, dang. Hey, put your guns away, dude. Put your guns
away. Come on. The horns are, I don't want to do it with my hand because it feels gross. It's such a big brand. Everybody knows it, so they turn it upside down. Why they were like, they're going to throw flags in football if players did it on the field? It's the dumbest thing. You should be happy they do it. That means they hate you. You know why they hate you? Because they kind of respect you in a weird way.
And I'm a dad, all right? I got four boys.
I wish people did a ooey suey pig upside down.
No, they're not going to do that.
I know, because they don't care about us enough. Go ahead.
Like, I got four boys, and if somebody, like, if I taught my boys whatever to insult the team, that's my thing, right? I taught them, sure, whatever you want, man. We're going to go and we're going to beat them, and then you can do thumbs down to them after we beat them. Who cares? But if some other dad or the other coach came and told my kids not to do something that I said it was okay to do, I'd be upset. Like, I'd be upset if I was UCF's coach. I'd be like, whoa, don't talk to my kids like that. Like, you can't tell them not to do stuff.
Did you see Nate Oates push the player?
No.
Yeah, he, Alabama coach. Yeah. I think it was a Missouri player. He pushed him with his arm. And he had to give, like, a form. Like a.
Can't do that.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. That's all they made him do. But he, like, they had, like, all come in on the side. They were kind of jawing at each other. And he takes his forearm and just pushes him out. Not in a way of, like, but. Everybody's like, you can't touch a player. But he was kind of trying to keep people from fighting as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Missouri?
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah, it's like he's just trying to break things up.
But he did put his arm on him, push him away. But I felt the same way. Like, guys, relax. This kid could have punched that kid, or that kid could have got punched. Yeah. Nato just took him as an adult and said, no, get back with your arm.
Yeah.
So, horns down.
I love it.
Mike, do you hate it?
I find it so annoying, especially whenever something bad happens in the game and they cut to people in the crowd doing the horns down. Rouse me up.
That means they're waiting for it, though. Like, yeah. They've practiced it. That's the greatest compliment. The greatest compliment is that people take your thing and do it reverse, because it affects them so freaking much. That's why I do horns down everywhere I go.
Everywhere? You should walk around like this.
Yes, it's respect.
I just recently taught my kids horns down.
You did?
Recently, during the playoff games. I'm like, all right, boys, this is what you do right here. And they loved it. They loved it.
It's an odd respect, honestly. It is. You know their sign.
It's like a middle finger to you, though.
It's a unique one, though.
Yes, but it's a middle finger that you came up with that they're jumping off of. Like, had you not come up with it, they'd never do that. It wasn't like they invented their own thing to hate you.
Yeah.
They took your thing that you get to use so much because you win so much that we see it so much that every once in a while they get to go. I don't know why I'm sticking up for Texas right now, but I'm telling you.
Hey, horns up.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment. TCU women's basketball canceled two games because of a player shortage. They don't have enough players.
Wow.
Due to injuries. TCU said the cancellations were a result of injuries within the program and to ensure the health and the safety of the student athletes. They could not field a team and have to forfeit.
This is where you do like those historical events of where they
they're
did
doing
like
tryouts right now.
Yeah.
That's what I read. They're doing tryouts to find people. Is that what you're
going
to say?
Well, you know, like I remember going to a Texas A&M game when I was in high school and they were trying to talk to me about the 12th man tradition. And they were like, back in the day, they ran out of players, and somebody from the crowd came down, suited up, and played.
That was like the 30s, bro.
Well, yeah. I know. I get that. But
there
I mean,
was no NCAA, really. But the guy coming down was a plumber who played 8 years back 25 years ago.
But that's, like, he's got a statue and everything right there, and he's the 12th man that just stood up, he just stood up and played. And I'm like, that's the opportunity for you to do something so that can be a huge tradition at school forever.
Well, that version now is what they're doing. The university got on social media to say the women's basketball program is holding open tryouts for people that want to walk on and join the Horned Frogs for the remainder of the year.
That's amazing.
Eddie's trying to make a movie over here.
Yeah,
you can't just walk on a field.
Yeah. What do you mean? They did that, man. Texas A&M. The 12th man did it. I think they won the game, too.
I hear you.
He scored the winning touchdown.
Speaking of TCU.
Oh my God, that's like Uncle Rico.
You know what
like
I like, though, about Texas A&M? They do the all walk-on kickoff at the end of the year, the kickoff team.
Oh, really?
It's all walk-ons.
That's cool.
Yeah, the whole special teams. It's cool.
Yeah.
They got a lot of traditions there.
They do. Some of them are weird.
Really weird. Like, you can't walk on a piece of grass or something there.
I don't know. They do a lot of horns down. Push-ups. They do a lot of horns down, though.
They
a
love horns down.
All right, let's do this. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. With the code BobbySports, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Now our sit down with TCU forward Chuck O'Bannon Jr. Chuck is 6'7", Las Vegas, the son of former second overall pick Chuck O'Bannon Sr. He was a five-star recruit coming out of high school, played his first 3 years at USC before transferring to TCU, and Chuck was awesome. You can follow Chuck on Instagram at ChuckBreezy_5, or you can go over to the 25 Whistles page and see his link up there and hit him up. So here's our chat, our talk, our interview with TCU forward Chuck O'Bannon Jr.
We often like to start the show with saying exactly how tall we are and how many times we've dunked in our life.
That's right. That's right.
You go first.
I'm 6'6". I've probably dunked the ball about a couple thousand times.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like 6'1", none, zero times.
Yeah, I'm 6'0" on a good day. And I did it one time with my friend. He was like,
no, that doesn't count if you jump off somebody's back.
Yeah, he was like on all fours and I jumped out. Dude, it was awesome. It was awesome. But that's the one time. And I didn't make it. But
wait, you jumped off and missed the dunk?
Yeah, I missed. The ball didn't go in.
Were you so excited that you were up that you missed?
Oh, dude, I still hung on it. You know? That's awesome. I can get up there. That's amazing.
Lame. That's lame. Us athletes think that's lame, right?
No,
yeah, that's lame.
You know.
Okay.
So, when you're a five star out of high school, and you're getting people recruiting you, like, what is life like? Is it nonstop where you're celebrated everywhere you go because of basketball, and is your mailbox full constantly?
A little bit of both, you know. I grew up in Las Vegas, so it wasn't too big of a basketball city, so I didn't get as much love as the rest of the five stars across the country. But when you would travel, you know, go to different terms and stuff like that, like little kids walk up to you like, oh, you're Chuck, you're this, you're that, you know, as a high school kid, you know, that's pretty cool to have. So I enjoyed it.
We're in the arena now. Do you ever just hear like one annoying fan that's against, if it's not, let's say you're playing, so we'll call him School C, it doesn't matter who it is, that just will not shut up?
Yes. Never at home. Always on the road.
It's like one fan that you just dial in like, shut up, man.
Yeah. you know, it's crazy. It's usually it's girls.
Because their voice is a little higher?
Yeah, voice is a little higher, and they don't know what they're talking about sometimes, you know, when it comes to basketball, at least, you know, in the student section, you know. So, like, they'll say some crazy things to us, you know, on the bench. But
students probably always say some mean stuff. Like, students probably go hard.
Yes,
for sure. Harder than, like, the rich people that sit on the front.
Right.
What's the meanest thing a student's ever, like, said again about TCU? Not even you specifically, okay. But, like, what's the thing that other schools say about TCU that tries to get under your skin?
I'm trying to think something that's appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't even worry about that.
You know, I'll just say how, you know, they'll put their God remarks, you know. Like,
what?
God loves us for free. You know, they'll say stuff like that because we're a Christian school.
What?
You know, that's their favorite thing.
What? Dude, that's just next level.
They punch that ticket right to AG double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
They're doing that. How old were you the first time you dunked?
I was about 13, 14 years old.
Wow. Were you close for a long time before that, or did you grow so fast to get so strong that it just kind of happened?
Okay, well, it was about a two-year gap. It was really hard for me to dunk, you know, so I was able to squeeze one in, you know, it was barely a dunk, and I didn't dunk again for another 2-3 months, and then I was able to dunk with two hands about 3 months later, and ever since then, you know, I've just been trying to do different tricks and stuff like that.
Do you remember your first game dunk?
Yes, I do. It was actually in Vegas at Finley Prep High School, if you guys have ever heard of that, very prestigious high school, but it was a showcase game. I believe I was a freshman in high school. I got a steal at about right here, right half court, and yeah, went. My dad got it on video. It was pretty cool.
And do you remember that actual play? Like, can you go back and actually remember you with the breakaway?
Not really.
Or you've just seen it so many times now?
I've seen that video, yeah. You know, when I was 15, I watched that video 100 times.
15? That's
in a row,
crazy.
You know, so.
Dang, I wish I was 15 and could dunk. I wish I was 22 and could dunk.
Yeah.
I wish I was 22. There's just a lot of things I wish.
Chuck, does it hurt, like, when you just jam that ball in? Does it hurt your wrist? Does it hurt your forearm?
Sometimes, you know, but then a lot of people don't know you have to learn how to dunk. You know, you have to, even though if you're way above the rim, you got to be able to hit the rim with your hands, you know, because it's real easy to get too high and then hurt your forearm. You know, now you're sore the rest of the game. You can't shoot right, stuff like that. So
you've done that. You've dunked so hard that you hurt your arm.
Absolutely.
That'd be the coolest reason to get injured.
It happens all the time, you know, because especially when you're trying to dunk on somebody, you're not really thinking of it, you know, so then scrape your whole forearm. Next thing you know, you're bleeding. You need to get taped mid-game.
That's amazing.
Yeah, stuff like that. So,
what if you get dunked on? Can you bounce back quick?
I could, you know, but it hurts. As a man, your soul, your pride, it hurts. You know, I hate to say, I got dunked on for the first time ever in my life last year in NCAA tournament. And it was one of those things you just got to act like it didn't happen, you know, because, like, if your reaction is bad, you know, the whole crowd, you're going to get exposed. Instagram's one heck of a thing now. You know, it's a bad situation if you don't take the right way.
Have you seen that video of him dunking on you?
A couple times, and I turn it off every time. Every time.
What does it feel like to block, though?
I actually know him. We grew up together. He's from Las Vegas.
Oh, so it was a personal when he did it?
It was very personal.
Oh.
It was very personal. It was terrible. And we were talking crap to each other the whole game. You know, I'll be on the bench. He'll be talking to me, or he'll be on the bench. I'll be saying stuff to him. But we won the game, so.
Like friendly crap or like half friendly crap?
Half.
Yeah.
Half. Half.
But you guys won.
It was personal.
Yeah.
And we won, so, you know, it's. I would rather take the win.
Were you guys recruited at the same time?
No, he's actually younger than me. I believe he was a sophomore last year.
Got it.
Maybe a junior.
Man, and he dunked on you.
He got me.
He forgot about it. He forgot that.
Yeah.
So we don't know about that anymore.
What about when you dunk on somebody?
Oh, you know, I like
Do you let him know?
Of course. Well, you know, some guys, it depends on who it is. You know, some guys, you know, like, you really want to dunk on them. And once you do it, you're going to let them know. But then you also have guys that, you know, like, you don't want to bother them too much, you know, like, okay, I'll just get back on defense.
How hard is it to watch your mouth, though, like, with technicals and all that?
It depends. Like, if you see a ref, you're not going to say anything. But, like, sometimes you'll make a play and not see a ref, and then, you know, whatever comes to your head, you say it, you know, with any expression.
How do you know when to not, and I know what the rule says, but how do you know and how do you judge when not to hang on the rim after you dunk? Because someone's under you, or you could fall on somebody, you can hold on.
Right.
But, I mean, it looks really cool to hold on.
Yeah.
So you want to hold on if you can. Like, you ever get a tech for that, hanging on too long?
I did when I was younger. But, like, the thing is, you want to get off the rim as quick as you can. You know, you want to get back on defense. And, you know, coaches is another thing. Like, forget about the refs. Your coach sees you hanging on the rim. Get off the rim, dude. You know, little things like that. So I try not to.
How many balls do you think you put up a day?
Around 400 to 500.
Oof.
Around 4, because I work out. I was working out right before you guys got here, actually. And so I'll work out in the morning every morning. And then at practice, you know, And then I'll try to go at nights, you know, before games, stuff like that. And yeah, depending on how hard my day was, I always try to get back in the gym, get up extra shots.
You ever work out after a game?
No, not after a game. No.
Even if it was a bad game?
Yeah, bad game, I'll be in the gym the next day. You know, I need to go home. I need to watch film. I need to see why I missed these shots, why I had a bad game. You know, so I can't just say I played bad and get to the gym. I need to see why, you know, to see improvement.
Is there a typical reason that you might be off that you can correct during a game? If I could compare it to something, like if I play golf, I usually know I'm not turning my wrist. It's what I do the most is I don't flip my wrist over.
Right.
Is there something in your shot that you're like, okay, oh man, I'm not spreading my fingers far enough that you can kind of correct because you know that's usually the first thing you do wrong?
Yes. For me, it's my elbow. So like when I'll shoot, sometimes when I get tired in the game, my elbow will come out a little bit to the right and, you know, it'll go sideways. I'll shoot the ball, go right, it'll go left. And I'll talk to my guys on the sideline and be like, yo, like, put your elbow in, so, you know, get a straight line drive, nice arc, and hopefully make some more shots.
What's the most threes you ever made in a high school game?
Probably 8 or 9.
Oh, God.
7, 8, 9. Yeah.
You like that?
That's just a lot. I don't think I made that many.
It was 8 because I always used to compete with my dad. The most threes my dad ever made was 7. And I remember I beat him by 1. The most threes I made in the game was 8.
Did you know as you were shooting that 8th in the game in high school that you were beating your dad 7?
Not really. I was trying to go for 10. You know? So, like, I wasn't thinking about my dad mid-game, but, like, you know, afterwards, my dad was like, I've only ever made 7. I was like, well, I made 8. So, you know.
It's a rare combination for somebody to block as many shots and also make as many threes as you do. It shows the versatility. If you're thinking next level, where do you how does your game translate to the next level?
I think my game translates better to the next level as a professional basketball player rather than a college basketball player. You know, just based off of how defense is, how everything goes up and down, the pace of the game, stuff like that, like the what's considered a good shot, what's considered a bad shot, you know, because there's levels to it, you know. So, yeah, I definitely see myself translating to a professional
basketball feel better. Do you feel a bit that you play positionless basketball since you can play – you basically play four and a half, almost all 5 spots.
Right.
Do you feel like you're a positionless player?
I wouldn't say positionless, but I do feel like I can do anything on the court. You know, I've just been playing the game for so long. You know, I've learned a lot, seen a lot. So I feel like there's nothing on the court that I can't do.
Ever hit a game winner?
I've hit a fair share. No.
What's the best one? What comes to mind first?
I would say Baylor, only because it's more recent, you know, but there was still time on the clock. You know, like, I like the game winners where you shoot and there's nothing you can do.
So when it's in the air, yeah.
And the game is over. Yeah. You know, there's no more timeouts. They don't get to take the ball out and throw a Hail Mary. You know, I like the ones when you shoot it and game, you know. Those are the best.
Do you have any of those?
Yes, I had a couple in high school.
And are they like, all right, we can check the ball. Is that always the play, like the whiteboard, and it looked like he's drawing a play, but really they're just writing your name?
Like, we always work on it in practice, you know. Like, that's one thing you always got to work on in practice is last second situations, you know. So, and yeah, we had plays for it, so we were ready. I was like, coach, I want the ball right here. He was like, all right, so you guys come here, set the screen, and we'll go from there.
Man, have you always been tall?
Yes, for the most part.
Your dad's tall.
Right.
Your uncle's tall.
But not always, because he was a baby once.
That's what I'm asking. Did he come out of the womb at like 3'2"?
Yeah, probably.
I've never had a growth spurt, actually. I've never had like a summer where I grew 4 inches. You know, everything's been gradual. But I've always been long. You know, I've always had tangible. So,
were you an excellent kid athlete?
I wouldn't say excellent. I was really goofy and clumsy. You know, I was the kid that you would see, like, running and just fall over nothing, you know. But
that's because you hadn't grown into your...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like you, though, so there's still hope for you.
I still have time.
Yeah, you're still,
you still have a few years.
Super clumsy, too.
Yeah.
What's the hope this season?
We want to go all the way, you know. We made it to the tournament. We're fortunate enough to make it to the tournament the past couple years, and we're trying to make it all the way. We feel that we have the talent and the team to do so, so that's the goal as of right now.
What is your job as a leader on this team in your mind?
Showing my experience, you know, I've seen a lot, been around a lot, you know. I just want to show all the guys that, you know, I know what it takes, I know what to do to an extent. You know, I haven't been all the way there, but, you know, I know what to change, you know, what our team from last year could have done better, stuff like that. So I just want to be that role model to guys.
Just 2 more questions. As someone who's been hurt before and had to actually come back, and right. Here you are again playing at a high level, what would you tell somebody who is in the middle of an injury right now and they're going through the rehab and they may be a little confused as to what's going to happen with them next?
All right. I'll just have to say, like, the best is not now, you know, like, or yeah, the best is coming, you know. So adversity, you know, everybody goes through it, you know. For some people it might be worse, but I'll have to say, like, the end is not near.
Chuck, what does your body feel like after a game? Because like Bones and I, we played full court one time and we couldn't move for 2 weeks afterwards. Like, what does it feel like? And that's the first part of the question. Second part of the question is overtime. When it's overtime, are you like, I'm exhausted?
Okay, so after a game, my adrenaline is really high for hours after the game. So say we have an 8 p.m. game, there's no way I'm going to sleep before 3 a.m. You know, it's like that. So, and I'm not going to feel anything till the next morning. So, you know, if I get knee to my thigh or, you know, shoulder bruise, anything like that, I'm not going to feel it. But next question, what did you say?
Overtime. When it's overtime, are you like, oh, crap?
Not really. It depends on the team. You know, it depends on the team, because it's like sometimes like you'll play like a really good team and you're like, oh, we got five more minutes with these guys. Like, we need stops. We need to do this. We need to do that. And then sometimes you're happy because you're down and you finally got that momentum. So it's like, okay, we have five more minutes to like really beat these guys, you know? So it's a love hate relationship with overtime.
But if you're tired, are you just like, sometimes you like, it's just, I don't want to do this. Well,
like you're going to be tired, but you know, when you're in the arena with 15, 20,000 people, you know, something gets you, you know, something wakes up inside of you.
You ever get nervous in a game?
I'll say like tip off at the beginning of the game, but not during the game. You know, like the game, once the game starts, you start sweating, get a nice little flow, then, you know, I'm not too nervous at all anymore.
If you miss two or three threes in a row, are you ready to get back for that fourth? Or are you just
Yes. You have to shoot yourself out of that. You have to get out of that because the other team could take advantage of that. And, you know, that could be a bad situation. I'll have to learn that the hard way.
All right, final question. Who's the baddest dude you played?
Played against.
Yep.
I would say Ben Simmons. When I was in high school, he was a senior in my sophomore year, and he gave us a 40-point triple double.
Was he running point at like 6 foot nine? Yes. Whatever the case.
Yes. Yes. He looks the exact same. He looks the exact same. Gave us a 40-point triple double on ESPN in high school.
Oh, on TV.
On TV, in front of everybody.
Yeah. How much you get to play that game?
I played pretty good that game, actually. I had about 20 points myself.
Did you guard him?
I did not. We actually had Chase Jeter and Steven Zimmerman, who were two top 10 big men. They were really good. McDonald's All-Americans. And we also had Zach Collins on that team. He plays for the San Antonio Spurs. Yeah. And so, yeah, we had some people for Ben Simmons. You know, I was dealing with the guards.
Doesn't sound like we had many for Ben Simmons.
Well, yeah, we didn't. We thought we did. We thought we did at the time, but we didn't.
Well, we appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
I hope you guys have a great season. I'm looking forward to final question. What's coach like?
Coach Dixon?
Yeah.
He's intense. Never seen anybody like him ever in my life. But, you know.
Is he ever not intense?
No, never. Never. Well, maybe if we catch him in the office right now,
yeah,
he might not be intense.
He's taking a nap.
Maybe, you know, if we're lucky. But, nah, as soon as he comes down here for practice, for games, he's intense at all times.
I appreciate that.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, that's going to do it for us. Reed, are you okay, buddy?
I shredded too hard, man. Too hard.
Shredded?
The snow.
So you didn't go skiing, you just shredded here.
Yeah. So here. And I used a makeshift sled. It was a box.
A box?
Yeah, it was a box. And I'm pretty sure I broke my neck. in that feat. I'd like this is as far as I can move it.
You wiped out hard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it hurt right then, or did it hurt like 6 hours later?
Definitely 6 hours later. Like, I didn't even feel it. And then the golf course we live on, there's a massive hill that everybody has been going to.
Yeah. Flex.
And they built like a 4-foot ramp. And that also messed me and my roommate up pretty bad. But I mean, we had to do it. Couldn't miss that opportunity.
Why are you talking like a skater? Like, you know,
does he have a concussion? It
I
sounds
feel like
he
he's talking because he's in the hospital bed. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking like we had to hit the slopes, man.
So I mean, was it hard to drive?
No, it wasn't hard to drive. Wasn't too bad. I don't look both ways anyways.
Yeah, good. But you're not injured. You're just hurt.
Yeah, I'm just hurt. I'm not injured. Yeah, it's just severe soreness. But I'm good. You know, I'm ready for the next one.
All right, big weekend. I hope Lamar comes out uninjured and they win the game.
That's the plan.
Because let's say they win the game and he comes out injured. That sucks, though, because the next game, it's not going to be good. And the fact that he survived all year, this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your favorite person on Survivor making it to the final episode almost. Odds are they made it? No. But now they are, and you're like, let's go.
Dude, this could be the year of the underdogs.
If Green Bay wins, if Texas wins.
Yeah.
If Tampa wins.
The Lions win.
Which one underdog? Well, but Tampa and the Lions are playing each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just give Lions, because I don't think Tampa will win without that one. The Lions have to win, dude. That's the story.
What's the one underdog you want to see win this week?
The Lions.
And the Lions aren't an underdog this week.
What do you mean? No, they're underdog in just the season. Like, no, we didn't.
But I think they're the favorite this week.
Yeah, this week they are. Yeah.
Okay, like so then the Texans. I want the Texans to go.
Okay. Kevin?
That's tough.
Don't say Packers.
No, I'm not going to say the Packers. I'll go Texans.
I'm going to say Packers because it would be hilarious.
This would be a jerk. You're being a jerk.
But no. Wouldn't that make you feel better?
It'd be hilarious.
No, it would not make
Jordan
you feel
Love's
better.
Packers freaking go to the NFC and then the Super Bowl, and then
that would be wild. Yeah,
it opened the door up for the Lions.
Sure, make it a little more easier for them,
right? Because up on the AFC side, yeah. Baltimore hopefully beats Texas, and then Kansas City, Buffalo. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a good one.
See, I want to say Buffalo, but technically they're not. They're not a favorite. Yeah, you know, which is yeah. I know.
All right, thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Eddie, we have to sign this football. By the way, if you deflate a football, it's so easy to catch and throw. If I were playing Super Bowls, I'd deflate them like
exactly.
crazy.
Exactly.
It helped me win games for sure.
You want it like a sponge.
Yeah, it's like so easy. It's like soft in my hands.
I've never heard of anyone doing that, though.
But they should, though, if they do, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Being coaches for the Falcons, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I told somebody who commented in our last Too Much Access, we'd sign a ball and send it to them.
Okay.
But it's basketball Too Much Access. We don't have basketballs. We only have footballs.
Oh, interesting.
But that's not. Who cares, right?
It's a ball.
It's a ball.
It's
okay,
a ball.
Cool.
Do we need to write like a cool message on there?
Did
like,
we ever blow the whistle and start the dang show?
We did. Yeah.
We did. Okay. All right, blow it to close it, and
you
we'll write a message.
You got it, man. You got it. I'm going to write a message and be like, keep on hooping. You know what I mean?
No, not on a football.
Oh, okay.
All right, go. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Bye, buddy.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.